This is Joseph Eustace, President of the Waseca County Historical Society. This recording is being made on October 3rd, 19... I'm going to interview Bob Marpey, who for several years and Robert Marpey. This tape, Bob, will go into the archives here, and we have several tapes, and they'll be open 100 years from today, so somebody will know who the mayor of Waldorf was. I sure thank you. I'm interviewing Doc Hall, as we all know him. His honor, the mayor of Waseca during this bicentennial year, 1976. Doc, how long ago did you come to Waseca?
13 years ago.
13 years ago, and how long have you been our mayor?
Not quite a year.
Not quite a year. Well, we want you to know how much we appreciate you participating in all of our festivities. This tape will be opened 100 years from now in 1876, and they'll know, we hope, who the mayor of Waseca was at that time.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Malling, I'm interviewing you. This tape will be recorded to be opened 100 years from now in the year 1876. We have several of these tapes in the museum archives. And let me ministry ever since?
Since 1938.
Since 1938. Well, we want you to know how much we appreciate you appearing on our program today. And I had to preface the general program so that they would know some of the participants.
Thank you.
And we thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
It's a little fellow by the name of John Preeb. I knew his father for many years. John, how long have you lived in Waseca?
All my life.
It's how many years, John?
It'll be 68 years.
68 years. Well, you and I are about the same age.
Yes, we are.
John, you farm out here on the farm that your father had, am I right?
That's right.
I remembered it. And you've been a lifelong resident of
Waseca. That's right.
Probably the most helpful to the Waseca County Historical Museum of anyone in Waseca. Frank, you've lived here a lifetime, haven't you?
Right.
And would you care to tell me how many years that is?
73 years.
73 years. Well, Frank, I want, this is going into the archives to be opened 100 years hence. And we just want everybody to know of all the wonderful contributions you made to our historical society.
Well, I've tried to help in various ways, but I would say I didn't do half the things that I should have done.
Or perhaps that you'd like to have done.
Right.
Well, you sure had a lot of accomplishments. And Frank, we want you to know how much we appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Joe.
Thank you. I'm visiting with Adolf Kapiski and Bill Bruni. I think the names imply that they are of German descent.
I'm listening.
Here's the Deutschsprachige Jugend.
Adolf, you've lived in Waseca all your life, haven't you?
Not quite, since 1919, but I was born out here in Elma City.
Well, I meant within the county. Yes. And Bill?
1908.
You've lived in... Were you born in Waseca County?
No.
Well, we had to get you on...
St. Paul.
Well, I had to get you two on the tape because if there's ever a new crouch, you're it.
Talking to you.
Thank you.
Nice
it's a privilege to be sure.
Staff of the Waseca County Historical Society and guests. Good afternoon on the behalf of the city of Waseca. I bid you welcome. We hope you enjoy the afternoon and be sure to take time to look over the displays of the museum, which record the history of the community and your ancestors.
We'd be an unhappy county, I'm sure. All my life I was told I was of Irish descent, and then some research that my sister done, I found out I had a great-great-grandmother whose name was Ober. So I guess I can celebrate about 1/8 with you German people of German descent today. At this time, I'd like to thank my wife, Marie Eustace, if I can get her out here. She's the one that has done most of the work. Would you come out here? She said, that's my Kraut wife, but she's done most of the work here. She exerted herself to such
Absolutely.
A degree. She didn't give me this much help on St. Patrick's Day, but we want you to know that she did a good job. I'd like to thank... all of the members of the board that serve with me here for their work. There are too many to mention. You might note that our latest addition here is the old fireplace, which the commissioners were kind enough to see that we've got. It was reconstructed by my right arm, Benny Miller, over here, who I think replaced it in almost the identical way that it was in the courthouse, and he had quite a job doing it. All of the board members that have given us so much help, I thank you. I won't mention them all, but believe me, it took an exerted effort on all their part. At this time, I'd like to call on Pastor Mauling for the invocation, and as I understand it, Pastor Mauling will give it in German.
Mr. Chairman, members of this organization, Jimmy Carter, I am the one who has ethnic purity, because I am of first descent German. I am not a descendant of German immigration, but I myself have immigrated from Germany. And it doesn't take very long. As soon as I open my mouth, you will begin to realize by the brogue that is authentic. Our Lord to hear us at this time. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, in whose hands are the histories of all men, make us grateful and forever appreciate of our bicentennial, make us again aware that it is by thy grace alone that our government has endured for two centuries, unequaled by any nation in today's world. And it was by thy grace that in days of national stress, be it an assassination or resignation of a president, the transition of our government has taken place with astonishing smoothness, doubly astonishing since all of us are a conglomerate of many nations. We include in our convocation and our prayer also those whom we honor today, not only the pioneers of yesterday, but above all, a special couple that we have singled out, and we implore God's grace and God's blessings upon them, Mr. and Mrs. Hugo Holtz, who have been in our midst for so many years. And we ask, dear Lord, continue thy loving kindness and continue to writing the Psalm from a very ancient German Bible. And since the 23rd Psalm is familiar to all of us, maybe the German words will ring a little bell in your mind and in your hearts. Der Herr ist mein Hirte, mir wird nichts mangeln. Weidet mich auf einer grünen Aue und führet mich zum frischen Wasser. Erquicket meine Seele. Führet mich auf rechter Straße um seines Namens willen. Und ob ich schon wanderte im finstern Tal, fürchte ich kein Unglück, denn du bist Öl und schenkest mir voll ein. Gutes und Barmherzigkeit werden mir folgen mein Leben lang und werde bleiben im Hause des Herrn immer da. Herr Gott, himmlischer Vater, der du trägst die Geschichten der Völker und hältst in deiner göttlichen Hand das Werden und Wirken der Menschen, lass uns immer da dankbar sein, dass du uns und unsere Vorväter in dies Land der unbegrenzten Möglichkeiten gebracht hast und in diesem 200. Jubiläumsjahr unseres Regierungsbestehens. Lass uns in dankbarer Erinnerung festhalten, dass es deine göttliche Güte war, die unsere Geschichte geschrieben hat. Bleibe bei uns, o Herr, und fördere das Werk unserer Hände, und gib zum Wachstum der Früchte dein göttliches Gedeihen und schaffe, dass ein jeglicher unter uns in seinem Herzen den Haussegen trägt. Über mein Herr, über mein Heim, Herr, breite die Hände. Leidvolle Tage schirmen du Wände. Segne mein Tagwerk. Und wenn es vollbracht, bleibe mein Schutz, Herr, in stürmiger Nacht. In Jesu Namen. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Molly. Are 83 years of age, this young couple, but they've been married 63 years, so don't you think that affords a hand? We also have a couple who were vying for honors today, but they weren't quite old enough, but in years of marriage, it was 60 years, and that was Mr. and Mrs. Bill Papke. We also had Mr. and Mrs. Alfred Tesch of Waldorf, who were perhaps the oldest living married German couple of German descent, but they were unable to be here. And I understand we have some more in Waseca, but we were unable to reach them, so we have chosen the ones who we will introduce. Where's the Raquel family?
The Deutsch-Amerikanische Gesellschaft von Waseca. Wie viele Leute haben wir jetzt gerade verstanden? Wie viele Leute haben wir verstanden? Gut, dann kann ich noch weiter in Deutsch reden, gell? Ein Stolz, dass sie Deutsch-Amerikaner sind. Das hat keinen Grund. Man kann ein guter Deutscher sein und auch ein guter Amerikaner. Das habe ich immer behauptet. Man kann ein guter Franzose sein und auch ein guter Amerikaner. Aber nur, dass ihr Herkunft behält, die Sprache beherrscht, durch die Jahre, wie viel Fritz Müller sind Fred Müller geworden? Wie viel Hans Schmidt sind John Smith geworden? Lach dich, das ist eine Wahrheit. Das ist eine Wahrheit. Und wenn der Seppler da fertig ist, dann müssen wir was weitermachen. Do I bother you? Bothering the hell out of me.
Why don't you have it set there, ma'am, and he can sing. Go ahead, Mr.
The first one is the aria of Max out of the opera Freischütz. Richard Wagner said of the composer Karl Maria von Weber that Karl Maria von Weber was the most German of all composers, more so than we say Bach and Beethoven, but Karl Maria von Weber is the most German of all German composers. The opera itself is based on an old German legend where a young hunter by the name of will win the hand of Agatha, the daughter of the main hunter, in marriage, and thereby succeeding to become head hunter of this area, which at that time was a very, very high position in the local government. But it just troubled him. He could not hit anything. And so, as similar in the old Faust story, that he sold his soul to the devil for 3 magic bullets. Now, the magic bullets would have done him wrong and done him in if it hadn't been for the true love and the purity of Agatha, which he finally does in the end win her hand in marriage, and then eventually then becomes a headhunter. So with the help of Mr. Paul Ruder on the piano, we'll do the aria of Max and Priceless.
Oh. Durch die Blume sagt,
That's the first time I've ever heard two little Danish girls sing German songs. They did a beautiful job. I forgot. In the state of Minnesota, an old lifelong friend of mine and sometimes one of my enemies, Bob Marpey, is honored. Beside him. She's had to put up with him all those 35 years. For the benefit of some of you people who are new to Waseca and aren't too familiar, to thank Everett, who is my legal, doing the legal work for me here today as far as the picture taking is concerned. And they're always ready to help us. We appreciate that. To sing German songs. But this time we're going to present Pat Thiessen. Come on in, Pat.
Yeah, 100% Irish. In fact, my father was born in Holland. So I'm a half a Dutchman too. And I'm proud of both of them. Now, I couldn't sing these German songs alone, only being a half Irishman, so we got a little girl here that came right over from Germany in 1952. Her name is Paula Leck. She comes from the Bavarian part of Germany, and she's going to help us out today. Now, we'll sing it first, and then we want all the rest of them to sing it with us, huh, Paula?
Yeah, okay.
You can sing Nachte Lieber Augustin yourself. I'm glad we didn't follow that wonderful singer. They'll think we're a part of that skit. Just thanks.
A little Edelweiss there, Patrick.
No, well, that's right. You sing Edelweiss.
Come on. Edelweiss.
Well, then you get one ready, then, and I'll sing this one.
Thank you.
All I know is Bavarian folk song. And we learned them in school, just think how long ago that is. Hold it.
Didn't even have a feather on the right side.
That's very good. Und es gehen ins Bett das Brünnele und der Heurigen Wein und der Heurigen Kuckuck aus dem Ausbrücken schreien. Iria holra, iria holra, kuckuck, holra, iria holra, kuckuck, holra, iria holra, kuckuck, holra, iria holra. Iria holra, iria holra, kuckuck, holra, iria holra, kuckuck, holra, iria holra, kuckuck, holra, iria holra. Zwischen Ostern und Pfingsten, hier da geht der Schnee weg, und da heilt mein Dendel und die hoben Brick. Holeri holere, ridia holere, kuku, holere, ridia holere, kuku, holere, ridia holere, kuku, holere, ridia holere. And it goes on and on.
Got another one, Pat?
How about singing Brahms Lullaby?
Beautiful.
Huh?
Beautiful.
Sure. I think they'd like to hear Paul.
I think you're not a folk song.
Sure.
Sing Achter Lieber Augustin. We all know.
That's all I knew about the Augustin. I learned it over here.
Thank you so much, new curator.
Thank you very much.
Good night, my Todd, my lieber Freund. We're the Reichy Family Band, and I'm Ron.
I'm Jeanette.
I'm Kurt.
I'm Brian.
I'm Teresa.
I'm Diana.
I'm Colleen, and I like the polka.
You what? You what?
I like the polka.
You like the polka? Well, that's wonderful. And I'll bet you that, Carleen, that 20 years from now, you'll be still saying, I'm Carleen and I like the polka.
And because we know you so well, dearest Dad, we'll bet you that 20 years from now, you'll still be playing polkas for Carleen.
Well, that won't be so bad. Let's see, 20 on to 25. Why, I'll only be 45 years of age at the time.
You tell him, Jack Benny.
Jack Benny. Look at them happy, smiling faces out there. Let's play a song for all those smiling people. One, two, let's sing. For your smile, these sure look like a bunch of polka people here today.
Wie geht's bei dir, my lieben Freund? For all our dear German people, here's Achter Lieber Augustin.
Just what you've been waiting for.
Da-da-da.
Bergen, die Rabbit, in Bergen, die Bergen, die Rabbit.
There's such nice people out there. I wonder if they're polka people. I wonder how many people out there like the polka. Oh, boy. Who likes the polka? Who likes the polka?
We like the polka.
We polka all day long. Who likes the polka?
You know, you can tell by their prominent foreheads and those large chins out there that these are a highly intelligent people and that they're used to the finer things in life. So children, what along the lines of culture do you think we could present to these lovely intelligent people like that lovely Mrs. Rietveld over there?
How about some poetry?
Poetry? Why, I think they just love poetry. Who has a poem? Anybody have a poem?
I do, just Dad.
Oh, you do. Well, let's hear your poem, little Diana.
There once was a hippie from Mississippi who slipped and fell on his bippy. And that's what happened to the hippie from Mississippi. There once was a ding from Pekin.
Oh, wait just a second. What kind of poetry is that? The ding from Peking. The very idea. Why, these intelligent people are not going to listen to that kind of poetry. The very idea.
Did you like the hippie from Mississippi better?
No, I did not. Does anybody else have another poem?
I do, dearest Dad.
Oh, handsome Brian, let's hear your poem.
There once was a lady from Kildare.
A lady from Kildare.
Who was kissed by a man Covered with hair.
A man covered with hair.
But when she picked up his hat...
She picked up his hat?
She found out that she was kissed by Smokey the Bear.
Does anybody have another poem?
I do, dearest Dad.
Oh, sweetest Teresa, let's hear your poem.
Roses are red. No. Fatty and Skinny went to bed. Fatty rolled over and Skinny was dead.
Oh, no. That must have been the person Mrs. Kozan was looking for. Is there another poem, please?
I got one.
You have one? Oh, this is wonderful. My number one son, he won't let us down.
Hi, diddle, diddle, the cat and the fiddle, the cow jumped over the moon. And you know, folks, that's the highest beef has been in years. Woo!
Woo! You can tell this is a farming community. Is there any more poems? Maybe just one more.
I do.
Oh, little Carlene, could we hear your poem?
Roses are red, violets are blue, polka people are sweet, and so are you.
Polka people are sweet, and so are you. Oh, that's very, very nice. I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, Carlene has had a burning desire to sing for you her favorite song. So with your kind permission, we'd like to present... Direct from Las Vegas, Nevada, that child singing sensation, Miss Carlene Reichley. Let's have a big hand for her, please.
Thank you, teacher. My first song is going to be Dog in the Window.
Well, that'd be my favorite song, too, the Dog in the Window.
Thank you very much. I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, this next song you're going to enjoy, whether you're young or you're old, whether you're married or single, whether you're girls that like boys or you're boys that like girls. Carlene, you going to come up here so I can give you a kiss? This is kind of a cute little song. I love you and you love me. That is the way that it's gonna be. Way da da ha ha, way da da ha ha. Yeah, I love you and you love me. I love you and you love me. That is the way that it's gonna be. Way da da ha ha, way da da ha ha. I love you and you love me. I kiss you. And you kiss me. Boy, that's fun. That is the way that it's going to be. Oh, wait a minute. I
do.